Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Lamed Gimel, Simen Beis. We talked about the things which are also to do before Mincha because of the concern a person will get involved in them and forget the Dav Mincha. So we mentioned that the Mishnah and Shabbos only lists five things. The Chayodim is already talking about Ukiyotzebo. He uses the Etis words, Kiyotzebo. Same thing with the business cases. If you read them, when they're busy with buying and selling, etc. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. So the Bir Halacha on these halachas points out that there's a Miri in Masechta Shabbos says that why did the Mishnah pick the example of a borsaki? Because the process of the tanning of the leather, the hides to make the leather, the beginning of the process, a person can't stop in the middle. Once he starts, he has to finish it. Otherwise, you lose the hides become unusable. So we have a concern when the person starts the process, it's hard to stop in the middle. So the Miri then says, so any other malacha which is similar to the malacha of Borsaki, that it's when a person starts, it's hard to stop in the middle. For example, the Mishnah says the case of Din, a person's involved in hearing different sides and arguing, it's hard to stop in the middle because you lose your train of thought. So these type of things, Chazal Asher, so it's not limited to the examples of the Mishnah, but it has to be something which is similar to the case of the Mishnah. Whereas a person's going to start some type of activity, which is a clearly defined type of an action, it takes a half an hour, and that is done. So Chazal did not answer those type of things. So when the Chayalim says Lashon Kiyotzebo, that's what he's trying to say. That it has to be something similar along those lines. That's what the Bir Halacha understands this halacha. Okay. Now he says that once a person started, he does not need to stop unless, as long as there's enough time left for the day to daven. So if you have a situation where it's so close to the end of the day that you're going to miss davening, because of it, obviously you would have to stop. The Chayyarim then continues and says that the Olam is Nogu L'Hokal B'Mokim Shashamash Kara the Basic Nesses Basuda Katana Samach Lamin Katana Fila Basuda Gdala Samach Lamin Gdala. Because you have some type of reminder, which is a standard type of reminder, that you don't have to do anything, it's automatic, that's going to happen. So that's why the Minig Olam came to be Mekel. But these are not Mekir Adin. These are Chumras. So we'll rely on these Chumras on the arrangement of having the Shamish take care of it. But in Chanami, anything which is Mikra Din, we're not going to be matter it just because we have the Shamish. We don't have a right to change the Halacha seemingly just because of the idea of the Shamish. So once you get to Sura Gedola, Samach Mincha Ketana, which that's the Asamikra Din, Sura Gedola, Samach Mincha Ketana, Alchol Yama Osir, Vlamahani Nismacha Kriyash HaShamash. So there the Chayyarim points out, since that's Asamikra Din, we can't introduce this new Hikula of being Samach on the Kriyash HaShamash. Vyesh Lahachmer, and furthermore, it's really machlokes in the halacha which one is also maker adin. So they were purchasing machmer by suda gedola, even samach l'mincha gedola. Chiyazman mincha gedola tzarich lahafzik avgasha yam gadol im yodei shetimashach sudos ad halayla shemishkach v'koshkim makom sheish lochos shem yish taker. So if you're planning, if you know the suda is supposed to end in a timely fashion, so suda gedola, it's supposed to end in a timely fashion. So then he's masking that if you started in the Zman of Samuch, you do not need to interrupt. Because there's going to be time designated after the end of the meal, you're going to have time to daven still. But if the plan is that the Suda will continue till the Zman, till after the time Mincha is over, so then already you're going to stop right away. Because you're in the middle of something which is going to prevent you from davening Mincha. So you need to interrupt immediately and daven. And then Kolshkin is a situation where even though you're planning to finish in a timely fashion, but there's always the concern that a person might get drunk. If that's the situation, then he won't be able to daven. So that situation, a person should interrupt and daven. One example which the Chayyim does not talk about, or Chashulchan raises the question about going to sleep. He says, the minigar lemis yomekul, the Gemara says that the inisser of going to sleep in conjunction with Maariv, it's nighttime, it's time for sleep, people come in, it's dark. So there, that's clear that that's going to be usur. But since during the daytime, people in general don't sleep, because Chazal did not make an isser. Since on the other hand, a person knows that his nature is when he takes his naps, he's going to be out for a very long time. So a person should be aware of that, and a person should be careful to daven mincha before he does that. Alternatively, we mentioned the idea of making some type of a reminder, equivalent of a kriya shamish, would be acceptable as well. Okay, thank you for listening. We should be zecher to have a ksima tova. It can be a good grand shiur for all of Klai Yisrael. Call to have a good Yom Tov. Call to.